We all know, right? Like it's the stuff that happens close to home, the things that really impact our everyday lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, think about it, the roads we use, the parks we visit, the events that bring us together.
It all comes down to local decisions.
Yeah. Local government really is at the heart of it all.
Right in our backyard.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today for all of you listening in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
This is your local scene, folks.
We're giving you the inside scoop on what went down at a Pasadena City Council meeting from just the other day, March 18th, 2025.
It's a fascinating glimpse into all the stuff that directly affects us here in Southeast Houston.
Absolutely. And, you know, here at Think and Act Locally, we're all about giving you the knowledge you need to make a difference right where you are.
That's right. We want you to understand what's happening and even better, be able to actually shape it.
So think of this as your crash course on the key discussions and decisions that came out of that council meeting straight from the source.
Actionable information you can use.
Okay, so let's kick things off with a moment that really reflects the heart of this community. The meeting started with an invocation led by Pastor Jose.
A prayer for guidance, excellence, goodness, prosperity, and peace, specifically for Pasadena.
It really set a powerful tone, you know, before they got into the nitty-gritty of city business.
Yeah, it's a reminder that it's about people's lives.
Right. And speaking of people, after the invocation, we had Councilman Shane B. leading the Pledge of Allegiance.
A moment of shared civic unity.
Then they took a moment of silence to remember Jay Hunt, a member of the Pasadena community who recently passed away.
It was a somber but important acknowledgement.
It reminds us that these meetings are about real people, not just policies.
It was also mentioned that Officer Trexler will soon be retiring from the Pasadena Police Department.
Oh, wow, that's a big change.
Yeah, after many years of dedicated service, particularly his work with residents experiencing mental health challenges and homelessness.
That kind of commitment is incredible. It really does make a difference in people's lives.
No doubt.
Okay, now let's get into something that affects all of us every single day. Infrastructure. There was some clarification needed regarding the B8 feeder road project. Remember that one?
The one connecting Fairmont and Highway 225.
Yeah, that's the one we all thought it was under the Harris County Toll Road Authority.
Turns out it's actually a TxDOT project, a Texas Department of Transportation project, and the contractor walked off the job.
Wow, so that's why things have been stalled.
It's a major snag for commuters in our area, raises questions about how these big infrastructure projects are managed when multiple agencies are involved.
For sure. So what can residents do about this?
Well, the council actually provided a phone number for residents to call directly to TxDOT.
Give a piece of your mind.
Yeah, basically let them know we need this project finished and we need it done right. The number is 713-802-5076.
Write that down, folks. This is where your voice really matters. You know, being a squeaky wheel sometimes gets the grease.
It's about advocating for the improvements we need in our community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it wasn't all about stalled projects. Councilman Mr. Saint gave a shout out to the work being done in District E.
Specifically on Burke Road between Everglades and Frost Street.
Right. And he thanked the mayor's office for their support. It's good to see progress happening.
Shows that infrastructure improvements are happening all over the city.
Right. Let's move on to something a little more fun. Community engagement. The annual Trash Bash is coming up.
Love that event. It's on Saturday, March 29th at Bay Area Park.
A great chance for all of us to get our hands dirty and keep our community beautiful.
Exactly. Registration's from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. The cleanup follows that. And then around 11:30, they'll have lunch for all the volunteers.
So come hungry and ready to make a difference. And speaking of making a difference, don't forget the city election is coming up on May 3rd.
This one's a big one. We're voting for mayor and all city council members, as well as folks for the Pasadena ISD board and San Jacinto Junior College trustees.
A lot of important decisions on the ballot. And just as a heads up, the Deer Park ISD election was canceled.
Yeah, all the candidates were unopposed, so no need for an election there.
All right, back to the Pasadena election. The deadline to register to vote or change your address is April 3rd.
Mark your calendars, folks. Make sure your voice is heard in these local races.
Now we know there are four candidates vying for the mayor's seat.
The Pasadena Chamber of Commerce is hosting a mayoral forum to help us get to know them better.
It's happening next Tuesday, March 22nd, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at San Jacinto College's Locum Auditorium.
Should be a good one, and it's free and open to the public. So go check it out, hear from the candidates directly.
It's your chance to ask questions and see how they handle themselves under pressure.
A great opportunity to learn more about their vision for Pasadena.
Okay, before we move on, let's talk about something a little more whimsical. The Parks Department is getting a head start on Easter.
They're hiding carrot-shaped Easter eggs in parks all over town.
Sounds fun.
Uh-huh.
If you find one, you can take it to the Parks Office on San Augustine or the Golden Acres Community Center on Oak to claim a prize.
It's a cute way to get people out exploring our local parks.
All right, back to serious business. Councilwoman Christina Wilmack wanted to make sure everyone knows about the Pasadena Chamber's mayoral forum.
She also highlighted the release of their 2025 voter guide, which is coming out on March 22nd.
Is that the one that covers like all the local races?
Yeah, it's pretty comprehensive this year. 43 candidates in total.
Wow, that's a lot to keep track of.
The voter guide is a great resource for anyone who wants to be informed before heading to the polls.
And the forum itself will have a moderated panel discussion, and they're recording it. So even if you can't make it in person, you can still catch up later.
The chamber is also doing a membership lunch on April 10th at the Pasadena Ballroom, open to the public.
So if you're a business owner or thinking about starting something of your own, check it out.
There's also a membership one session happening this Thursday morning.
They're really going all out to engage the community.
Supporting local businesses is key for a thriving local economy.
All right, now the city council meeting also included time for public comments, and this is where things got really interesting. We heard from a range of residents, each with their own concerns and perspectives.
This is the heart of local democracy, folks. Real people speaking their minds.
So first up, we had Mr. Ares, who was pretty vocal about his disapproval of the current mayor. He made some pretty strong allegations of corruption and questioned the candidate vetting process.
Important to note that these were his opinions and allegations.
Of course, we're just reporting what was said at the meeting. Then we heard from Mr. Ralph Morrison, who addressed concerns about being called racist for his opposition to apartment buildings in a deed-restricted neighborhood.
He shared a summary from his neighbor, Pedro Gonzalez, explaining that it was about upholding those deed restrictions and preserving the character of the area.
It's a tough issue for sure, balancing growth with maintaining the existing feel of a neighborhood.
No easy answers there.
Next up, Lisa Cardenas had a more positive experience to share. She thanked several officers from the Pasadena Police Department for letting her do a ride-along.
Sounds like an interesting experience.
Yeah, she said it gave her valuable insight into community policing efforts.
A chance to see firsthand what our local law enforcement is doing.
Then we had Alan Feller, who brought up a deed restriction violation and claimed that council member Ibarra was siding with the person involved.
He referenced a past campaign contribution and work, which raises concerns about fairness and potential conflicts of interest.
Yeah, transparency and accountability are crucial in local government.
Absolutely.
Julian Trino spoke about the speeding and truck traffic on Handale Lane, especially in the 2600 block. He asked for the existing speed bumps to be extended to address the issue.
A concern that many residents probably share, especially those with families and young children.
Safety is always a top priority. Then things took a more serious turn when Eric Sanchez detailed his difficulties in getting public records.
He alleged obstruction specifically regarding a booking photo and being denied case numbers.
He also brought up some serious allegations related to a past sexual assault case and a sting operation.
Again, we're simply reporting what Mr. Sanchez stated at the meeting.
These are significant allegations and warrant further investigation.
Transparency in law enforcement is so important.
Mrs. Pula brought a whole list of concerns from District G residents.
Let's hear it.
Duck overpopulation at Crenshaw Park, traffic woes in the West Side and Vista area due to new housing and the bus barn.
Sounds like a lot on their plate.
But she also expressed appreciation for the Pasadena Police Department's recent arrest related to an incident near Pasadena Memorial High School.
A mixed bag of concerns and kudos.
It just shows how much local government handles, from wildlife to traffic to public safety.
Yeah, it's all connected.
And finally, we heard from Mr. Robert Jeter, who talked about some past legal battles he had with the city over yard signs.
He referenced the Dunning-Kruger effect and his eventual acquittal and advocated for protecting citizens' freedoms.
It's a good reminder that we all have rights, and it's important to exercise them.
Especially at the local level, where our voices can have a real impact.
Okay, let's move on to the more formal side of the council meeting. They had a lot of routine business to take care of.
Approving meeting minutes, progress payments for various projects, a finance resolution, and some personnel changes.
The stuff that keeps the city running smoothly.
The gears of government turning.
They also considered the nomination of Suzanne Hernandez to the Planning Commission Board.
That's an important role shaping the future development and land use policies for Pasadena.
And then came the ordinances, a whole slew of them for both final and first readings.
They covered just about everything you can imagine.
Funding for the Southmore Avenue Park project, buying chemicals for city pools, sidewalk improvements, a setback variance request on setter drive software agreements, fire extinguisher maintenance,
wood grinding services, automotive batteries, park restroom renovations, playground equipment, upgrades to early warning sirens, body armor purchases.
Whoa, slow down there.
It's a lot to take in.
There was more: an encroachment agreement, AI software for managing city records and regulations for energy storage systems.
It just goes to show the massive scope of local government responsibilities.
From parks and recreation to public safety and technology, they're involved in it all.
Now the resolutions they considered were equally varied.
Accepting donations for the Madison Job Senior Center, a donation from Chevron Phillips Chemical for their Team Up to Clean Up initiative.
Adopting drought contingency and water conservation plans, applying for grants for infrastructure and cleanup projects, and addressing those proposed CenterPoint energy rate increases.
The city's got their hands full, balancing community needs, environmental concerns, and advocating for residents on utility issues.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Pasadena City Council meeting, you can see it's a microcosm of what's happening in our local communities.
From infrastructure to elections to public safety and everything in between, these are the decisions that shape our daily lives.
And what stood out to me was the level of engagement from both the council members and the residents who spoke up during the public comment period.
It's a reminder that local government is where we can truly make our voices heard.
Absolutely. And for those of you who want to learn more about the upcoming elections, remember, the mayoral forum is on March 22nd, and the Pasadena Chamber of Commerce Voter Guide is a fantastic resource.
Be informed. Make your voice heard.
And if you appreciate the work we do here at Think and Act Locally, bringing you these detailed insights into our community, you can support us by visiting thinkandactlocally.com/donate. You'll also find the link in the show notes.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
We hope you found it valuable and informative.
It makes you think about all the issues we discussed and what small step you might take to get involved in your own community.
What matters to you? What change do you want to see?
Because at the end of the day, local action is where it all begins.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
And remember, think and act locally.
That's it, folks.
We're out.
We're done.
Bye.
Go, bye.